And another thing I had die was that large leaf ivy. It had been around a tree for 10 or 12 years, and it just started dying.
Well, around a tree that died, or a tree?
No, just the ivy died.
Well, now, it doesn't like sun, you know.
Well, like I said,
doesn't
it's
like
been
full
there like
sun.
10 years.
But it didn't, nothing's changed, huh?
No.
Still got the same amount of foliage on
right.
You know, this year they've got less foliage because of the drought.
You might get a defoliation on that just from the
Well, like
drought
I said, the stems were all, you know, dry and
uh-huh.
brittle.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I pulled it out, but I was just so surprised that it died.
Yeah, that is unusual. Now, we used to get, when we have wet years, we get a fungal attack on there and even a bacterial attack that really devastates it. But this kind of weather, we shouldn't see those. You're just lucky, I guess.
Okay, yes. I'm looking for other stuff to plant.
I would just shred it back. I think it'll come back.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
However, the temperature is supposed to be 100 for the next week or two.
What often happens in plants like that, you'll have big pieces of it die from the drought, and then you'll, like Jerry says, you'll have little pieces that do survive, and they'll eventually take over again. But, you could plant... ground covers, of course, it'll look tough to plant ground covers now in the middle of the summer, but the jasmine can take the shade. Ruellia, which is one of our favorites, if you don't want one that's to move up the trees, it stays kind of level on the ground. That's that we have the, usually we have a...
Yeah, they move it around.
Yeah.
That's to confuse us, and then they put these vines in front of us so we can't see.
Well, thank you guys, and y'all have a nice day.